What some see as a new tax on foreign things is coming to America. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Trump administration's decision to impose 25% steel and 10% aluminum tariffs on the European Union, Canada, and Mexico has prompted the expected retaliation now. The EU is launching a formal complaint through the World Trade Organization today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live here from Washington. Nancy, what are we hearing from Canada and Mexico on this?
Oh, we're hearing quite a bit from them, David. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday called the new tariffs totally unacceptable. He says the U.S. has a $2 billion surplus in steel trade with Canada, and he pointed out that half of U.S. steel exports go to Canada. Canada will now impose a 25% tariff on steel from the U.S. and a 10% tariff on U.S. aluminum. And Mexico also announced new tariffs on some steel products from the U.S., but also on agricultural products, things like cheese, pork chops, apples, and grapes.
And how will this affect the NAFTA negotiations?
Well, the tariffs on Mexico and Canada are apparently intended to force them to compromise more in the NAFTA negotiations. And there has been speculation that if the U.S. did win concessions on NAFTA, it would cancel the steel and aluminum tariffs or delay them again. But at least publicly, Canada and Mexico are saying this kind of pressure will not work and it will just cause them to put tariffs on U.S. products to retaliate. The NAFTA talks are at an impasse. David, there are disagreements over how much of a car's parts need to come from North America for it to be imported into the U.S. without tariffs. There's also disagreement over how to settle NAFTA disputes among the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Let's check the financial markets. The FTSE in London is up 0.7%. The dollar is down. The euro is up at $1.17 this morning, with Spain's prime minister ousted this morning in a vote of no confidence there. The bond market is relatively calm in Italy, even with euro-skeptical populist coalition coming to power in Rome. Here in the U.S., the S&P future is up 0.4%. Benchmark interest rate is up at 2.89%. The big jobs report covering May is on the way this morning. Unemployment is officially low, and many companies are finding it tough to find workers. Economists predict that should drive up wages and salaries. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on what this means at the entry level.
As we speak, the job market is being flooded by the class of 2018, both college and high school graduates like Leticia Aguilar. She's graduating from Franklin High in Portland, Oregon.
I will be working in the summer, and then I'll be attending PCC.
That's Portland Community College, where she wants to prepare for a degree in social work. Aguilar is 17 and supports herself financially.
I've been working in retail since I was like 16, 30 plus hours a week.
Once she's in college, she hopes to find a better paying job to make ends meet, and she might just be in luck. Entry-level wages are rising fast. Payroll processor ADP reports that 16 to 24-year-olds just entering the workforce are earning on average about 5% more than last year. Wages for workers overall are only up about half as much. One reason, a lot of young people work low-wage jobs when they start out, and a host of cities and states have raised their minimum wages recently, says economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute.
You know, in a lot of cases, firms raise workers who aren't earning the minimum wage, but are earning close to the minimum wage. And so there's kind of a ripple effect.
Plus, some jobs that young people go for are in high demand, says Andrew Chamberlain at job site Glassdoor.
We see pretty fast wage growth for low-skilled roles like retail cashiers, security officers, and baristas. Workers hardly ever move between cities for those roles. That means it's easy for there to be labor shortages in one particular area.
The wage story is different for college graduates. Their average starting salary this year is about the same as it was in 2009 after adjusting for inflation. Just over $50,000, says Maryam Morse at HR firm Korn Ferry.
There's still a lot of people graduating from college, so still fierce competition to land a job. Organizations have their pick of who they want to hire.
Even so, young workers with a college degree typically earn a lot more than those with only a high school diploma. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Trump administration is reportedly looking at ways to prop up or subsidize uncompetitive coal and nuclear power plants. This from a memo marked draft obtained by the Bloomberg News Service. What would be a dramatic intervention in the energy market would force the grid operators to purchase power from plants that have trouble competing with plentiful and cleaner natural gas plants. Additionally, nuclear plants have their own set of problems. Bloomberg News says this is one option that's part of what could be a strategic electric generation reserve to be discussed at a National Security Council meeting today. Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you. President Trump was in Houston yesterday to meet families of 10 people killed in the high school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. The governor there, Greg Abbott, has now laid out a plan to increase school safety in Texas. The $120 million proposal would focus on hardening schools and increasing mental health services for students. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Most of the money would initially pay for more metal detectors and training for more school staff to carry concealed firearms. Kathy Martinez-Prather, director of the Texas School Safety Center, says getting the governor's attention is critical.
There is no one solution, so it's going to be a very comprehensive approach. And I think that this initial plan, it's definitely a start in the right direction.
But Ken Trump, president of a school security consulting firm in Cleveland, argues that hardening the schools and bringing more guns to campuses is missing the mark.
May meet some political agendas and some special interests, but it's not really going to deal with some of the core issues.
Abbott's also looking at changing gun storage laws in Texas, making parents liable for any gun that gets into the hands of a minor. The Texas governor said he'd earmark up to $20 million for schools to monitor students' social media for clues of dangerous behavior and connect them with mental health counseling programs. The Santa Fe shooter posted a photo of a T-shirt emblazoned Born to Kill on his Instagram account. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer is Brian Allison. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. And this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.